Joining me this morning is Mike Stewart, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth.
Good morning.
So we had some severe weather warnings up this way over the weekend, and when I was sitting in my living room, I heard it was supposed to come from Lutzen to Devil Track Lake, which would have been right by my door, but I don't think it happened.
No, it didn't. The main damage area was from Brimson to Silver Bay. We did a storm survey Saturday evening and to determine what it was, because we did issue a tornado warning up in that area, and we did determine a weak tornado did touch down up in that area near just north of Silver Bay. It caused, fortunately, it just knocked down trees, fortunately. But we did have a weak tornado, and from what we can determine, it was the first tornado that touched down in Lake County since 1988. So it was kind of unusual, but it was a nice compact storm that was rotating. So, and then we also had 1-inch hail along the path from Brimson to Silver Bay, along with, you know, tree damage that was knocked down by just regular straight-line winds.
Yeah, I can remember a number of years ago here in Cook County, we had a touchdown, took a few trees down. But it's pretty unusual to have that kind of activity up here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The reason is because where the Arrowhead and we are located in northern Minnesota, a lot of times we don't get the collision of the warm and cold air that would lead to the formation of thunderstorms and the favorable wind direction and speed in the lower and mid atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And what we had the on Saturday afternoon was, it was just perfect for it to happen. You know, a lot of people think the lake will save us, as they say, the lake will save us. Not this is a good example. The lake's sitting around 40 degrees, and we still had a weak tornado there near Silver Bay.
Well, we also have some high winds in the forecast. I hope they're not circular.
No, they're not. They're not going to be circular. We're happy about that, too. It makes our lives much easier. It's going to be southeast winds 10 to 20, but then they're going to kick around later on this afternoon up to out of the southwest at 30 miles an hour. And this evening, we're looking at 25 to 35 miles an hour, gusts as high as 40 miles an hour out of this west to southwest. So it's really going to start kicking in. Right now, it's light up there. The winds are, you know, light northeast at 6, but later on this afternoon, they're going to pick up and be very windy, and that's even going to continue into tomorrow.
So how come we're having March in May?
That is a good, you know, good question. It's in this case, we have a very strong low-pressure system that is moving nearby, and because how strong it was, it's there's more of a change in pressure across a small area, what we call pressure gradient. So because of that, we have a strong pressure gradient, which means more winds and higher winds, and that's what is occurring. We just have a large change of pressure over a small area, maybe from southern Canada down through the let's say toward the lower Great Lakes. And that is what's contributing to it. Yes, it is March weather in May. It's sometimes up here we do get May weather in March and March weather in May.
What are we going to have coming up in the next few days?
Well, once we get through this wind, which will finally die off late Wednesday night, Wednesday evening, we're still looking at winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with high gust of 30, but it will die off. Actually, we have a chance of thunderstorms each day, which is probably the best chance for thunderstorms will be Thursday night and Friday. We're looking at temperatures in the lower 60s, and by Saturday, right now, we're looking at this weekend, no rain and high around 70 and lows around 50. So hopefully that holds true there. But right now, kind of unsettled this week, but looks like better this weekend.
Well, it sounds like this weekend we'll be in the garden.
I hope so. We've had three consecutive weekends or four consecutive weekends of rain. We could use a break.
Okay, we've been talking with National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Stewart from Duluth. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mike.
Thank you.